town of Paradise has broken ground on construction of the Paradise Trailway connection. Construction on this portion of the trail is the last piece of a 200 plus kilometer trail network in the region. When it's done, the developed trail network will go coast to coast, connecting St. John's Harbor all the way to CBS. VOCM's Richard Duggan, along with other reporters, questioned Mayor Dan Bobbitt about the new project.
Well, again, like you said, it's the final portion that'll connect us to, CBS trail system. And the trail system is continuous, right, from the city of St. John's through Mount Pearl to Paradise and now CBS. So this section of trail is very significant. And, Grand Concourse, we've commissioned them to do the work for it, and the Canada Trail Association helped us as well for funding, and so we're very pleased about that. And it's a win-win for everybody. Physical activity, and whether it's biking, running, walking throughout our town is very important. One of the things that comes up all the time, actually, from when we do engagement with our residents, is that they enjoy the trail system. And every time we do something, I guess, like this, it's well used. And as you can see here today, there was bikes going by and walkers going by. This also connects the connectivity to our pond, our trail system around our pond as well. So there's several connections here throughout the town. We're very pleased that this section will be completed now, as Grand Concourse representative just said, by probably mid-summer next year. We're hoping, if we can, they're going to get started this year. And again, this section of trail is very significant for the overall completion and connectivity.
You mentioned that this is part of a much bigger body of work that's been done here. How long of a road or a trail, I guess, if you will, has this been to get to this point and get this much completed?
Well, we've been, chipping away at it over time. As I mentioned earlier when I was speaking, that east of here, down around the, the border or the boundary between Mount Pearl and Paradise, we did that a couple years ago, upgraded that section of the T-Rail as well. And now this section is on the other western side towards CBS. So now this will be completed all the way throughout our town, and coast to coast to coast, or whatever you want to call it, or all the way to coast, right from Port Amherst. I've biked it, actually, in its rough state. I've gone from here all the way out to Fort Amherst and back. It's about 36K, just that trip portion. I've also biked from here to Killigrews on the old trailway. Now, as I said to the Blake and L president there earlier, that this section is, it was passable before, but it was a challenging ride. And now it's going to be the same, the course material is going to be used as the quarter minus will make it accessible. You can actually use a stroller on it once they're finished, if you want to. So this section of trail, it's very important for us, and it's, give us continuity with all the other trail system. This section is about 6 kilometers all the way from here all the way up to the CBS boundary. So good. And we have some representatives here. I'd like to acknowledge from CBS today as well. We have a counselor from CBS, and one of their directors is there as well. Because this is part of this trail system, and the connectivity of the trail is something that we look at in the other aspect of economic development. It brings residents to our town. We want to bike in and have lunch and bike back out. So, it's economic development all around, right? Your activities, transportation, network, a lot of things all coming together when this trail is completed.